Welcome to HeyYA Extra Credit. Every other week, opposite the main podcast, we bring you a short-form podcast of YA book talk across a wide range of topics. This week, I thought that I would talk to you about two really great YA books that are queer retellings of classics. Now, obviously, classics and fairy tale retellings are not new when it comes to YA, but there have been so many great queer retellings of classics that are actually set in the time period that the classic takes place in. And I think that that is really fun, especially since we don't tend to see a lot or as much of historical queer YA. And I'm always down for some of that. So I'm going to tell you about two books, but first let's hear from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Song of the Silk's Realms by Judy I. Lin. Xu Wei is a talented young musician who was orphaned at a young age. Her soul family is a kindly uncle, but then her uncle is killed, and she is, of course, devastated. With no family and no patron, Xu Wei is facing the possibility of a lifetime of servitude playing the qin. Then one night, she is unexpectedly called to perform for the enigmatic Duke Meng. He surprises Xu Wei further with an irresistible offer. Serve as a musician in residence at his manor for 1 year, and he'll set her free of her indenture. But the Duke's motives become increasingly more sus when he and Xu Wei barely survive an attack by a nightmarish monster. It's like, what's going on here? So this book is a sweeping epic romanticy that follows a talented young musician who is swept away to the celestial realm by an enigmatic young duke. And who doesn't want to be swept away to the celestial realm by an enigmatic young duke? She's living all our dreams, honestly. Make sure to check out the new book. And thanks again to Song of the Six Realms by Judy I. Lin for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Avid Reader Press. So this next book is a really fun sounding mashup of different genres. There's a little time travel, a little romance, a little spy thriller action going on. So in the near future, a civil servant is offered the salary of her dreams and is shortly afterward told what project she'll be working on. A recently established government ministry is gathering quote unquote expats from across history to establish whether time travel is feasible for the body, but also for the fabric of space-time. This is an exquisitely original and feverishly fun fusion of genres and ideas. The Ministry of Time by Colleen Bradley asks, what does it mean to defy history when history is living in your house? Colleen Bradley's answer is a blazing, unforgettable testament to what we owe each other in a changing world. It kind of gives Outlander meets Cloud Atlas, or if The Time Traveler's Wife was written by Sally Rooney or Colson Whitehead. Make sure to check out The Ministry of Time by Colleen Bradley. And thanks again to Avid Reader Press for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so my first pick is Most Ardently by Gabe Cole Novoa. And this is a retelling, if you can't tell from the title, of Pride and Prejudice, which, as you know, if you listen to this podcast, I'm a huge fan of Pride and Prejudice. So this book is set in like the early 1800s, and it is a book that recasts the main character of Elizabeth Bennet as Oliver Bennet, a trans boy who wants nothing more than to be able to live life as himself. And that is a little bit difficult, though, when his entire family, except for his older sister Jane, thinks of him as a girl and expects him to do all of the things that the other Bennet sisters are supposed to do, which, you know, knowing Mrs. Bennet means she wants them dressed in their nicest dresses and smiling pretty and, you know, getting suitors so they can one day get married. So this is obviously a special kind of torture for poor Oliver. But things get interesting when one night at a public assembly, he meets Darcy. Darcy is there with his friend Bingley, who of course takes a shine to Jane. And Darcy is rude and he's abrupt and he is just like unforgivably, you know, impolite. And everybody's like, ugh, who is this guy? And yeah, Oliver's not impressed either. But then the next day, Oliver goes out dressed as himself in his boy clothes. And while he's out and about, he runs into Bingley and Darcy again. And they don't recognize him from the night before, but they just strike up a conversation. And Bingley and Darcy, you know, they think of Oliver as just another young man that they meet while out and about. And so Oliver gets to know Darcy that way and sees a completely different side of Darcy. But of course, he's also just kind of like living in fear that one day Bingley and Darcy are going to put two and two together and realize that Oliver Bennett is also somebody known as Elizabeth Bennett, and then his secret would be revealed. So there's a lot of really great tension in this one, especially since we've got like the, you know, I guess sort of secret identity. But there's also a lot of angst, of course, because Oliver really just wants to live life as himself. And as he realizes that, you know, it feels so good to be recognized as a boy, it becomes harder and harder to play act at being Elizabeth. We have a lot of like original characters in this book. You know, there's the Collins character, the Caroline character. A lot of those characters make an appearance. And this was just a really interesting twist on this classic tale. And it's not one that I've ever, you know, read anything similar to this one before. So I really enjoyed it. So that is Most Ardently by Gabe Cole Novoa. And my next pick is Escaping Mr. Rochester by L.L. McKinney. And this is a retelling of Jane Eyre. And I have to say, I love Jane Eyre. I can recognize now, though, unlike the first time I read Jane Eyre, I'm like, oh, okay, I can see now how it's like, you know, maybe a little bit problematic. So first of all, if you've never read Jane Eyre, there's going to be spoilers as I tell you about this book. But at the same time, it's Jane Eyre, so you probably know some of these spoilers. So this book is about Jane. She really does not want a husband, but as a young woman in the world, she also knows that she needs to find a job. She has to make her own way. That's a little bit more difficult because of her position as a young lady. But she lands a job as a governess at Thornfield Hall, and Mr. Rochester is her new boss, and he's young and he's charming and he's handsome. And, you know, Jane's not really interested in him, but she discovers pretty quickly that, like, he has a darker side to him. So she needs to be careful around him. While she's there, you know, she's not there very long before she notices weird sounds and strange happenings at Thornfield Hall. Like, it's just, you know, something's obviously up. And that is when she discovers Mr. Rochester's secret, which is in his attic, he has a wife. And everybody calls her, you know, crazy, which is, you know, not a good term, but that is what she's being billed as. And Jane discovers the truth, which is that Bertha is essentially trapped in this horrible marriage with Mr. Rochester, and he's locked her up in this attic because she will not do what he says, essentially, which, you know, fun aspect of the Victorian time, let me tell you. But you know, now she's trying to rebel, she wants to get out, and now she has an ally in Jane. So Jane and Bertha have to come together and figure out a way to escape from Mr. Rochester, because he has all the power here. And he has like all this charm and charisma, and people think that he's like this wonderful, great guy, but they know the truth. And as they're concocting their escape plan, they start to fall for one another. So I, you know, the first time I heard about this book, I was like, I must have it. It sounds so amazing. And I'm so, yeah, so excited that it is now out. So that is Escaping Mr. Rochester by L.L. McKinney. And that is it for me. I hope that you have a great rest of your week. Erica will be back next week with more fun bookish stuff. Thank you so much to our sponsor for making this show possible. And thank you to our audio editor, Caitlin Brame, for making us sound great. And thanks so much to you for listening. Until next time, happy reading.